Zip, zip, zip. Zing, zing, zoo, zoo. Scooby-dooby-doo.
Just what are you doing in my house?
Correction, Fred. Our house. Here's the new deed. It seems we built half on my land. This is the property line.
Barney, you sneaky double-crosser! Okay, Rubble, this means war!
Sure is nice to come home where a guy can unravel and relax after a long day's work.
Okay. Stop pushing.
Uh-oh, it's Dino, sound asleep. What a break. Maybe I can sneak by him without going through his wild welcome home the master bit. I think I made it. Hey!
Oh, cut it out! Stop! Oh, here, Dino!
I was prepared for this! Here, Dino! Fetch the bone! That Dino is enough to make a guy want to go right back to work. Dino! Gee, I wonder how he does that.
See you later, Wilma.
Bye, Betty.
What I need is a watchdog for my watchdog. Hiya, Wilma. What's for dinner?
Braised brontosaurus ribs and Roquefort dressing.
Huh? Wilma again? Then who's that?
So long, Betty.
Now, let's not carry this good neighbor stuff too far, Fred. Bye, Wilma.
Relax, Betty. Last night, Fred kissed the vacuum cleaner I left standing near the door. Oh, dinner will be ready in a minute, dear. Go say hello to Pebbles.
Oh, yeah. Hello, little Pebbly Poo. And how's Daddy's little girl?
Goopy, goop like that.
Hey! Help! Wilma! No! Oh, ouch! Wilma, what's all this junk doing here? Why wasn't it put away?
Sorry, Fred, there's no place to put them. The closets are full. You've been promising to add on a room for over a year. We need the space.
All right, okay. I'll start on the new room tomorrow, and that's a promise, okay?
Oh, Fred, you mean it? At last?
Yeah, I mean it. I'll call Barney after dinner. He'll give me a hand.
Gee, Fred, that's a lot of work. Do you think Barney will do it?
Well, of course he will. Barney's my best pal. And best pals do what they're told. That's what friends are for. I'm really stuffed. I couldn't eat another bite.
Good timing, Fred. There's not a bite left.
Huh? Oh, yeah. Where's the toothpicks?
Right behind you.
Oh, thanks. Ouch!
Doesn't he know it's impolite to pick his teeth at the table?
Well, I guess I better go rehearse my acceptance speech for being chosen Water Buffalo of the Year.
Don't you think you should wait to see if you won first, Fred?
Oh, it's in the bag, Wilma. I checked all the votes. Half the guys are voting for Rockhead, and the other half is voting for me. Barney's the deciding vote. Naturally, he'll vote for me. Old Barney's a good egg.
Well, don't count your friendly egg before he's hatched.
Dearly beloved water buffaloes, we are gathered here to honor a great man.
Excuse me, dear. It's Pebble's bedtime. Kiss her goodnight.
Oh, yeah. Good night, sweetheart. Sleep tight.
Now, cut that out. Go on, go to bed.
Oh, Fred, after all, you started it. You kissed Dino first.
Oh. Good night, baby. Now, let's see, where was I?
You were saying what a great man you were, but it would be best if you did it elsewhere. You might keep Pebbles awake. She's practically asleep already. Let's leave her alone.
All right. I'll rehearse in the living room. And I might add, humbly, it couldn't happen to a nicer guy than me.
Fred, please, I'm trying to read. Would you mind practicing your speech in the kitchen?
Oh, boy. Whoever said a man's home is his castle was probably a woman. Therefore, I modestly accept this. Gee, I can't hear myself talk with that washing machine going. Oh, no. Now Dino has to start snoring. What a racket. That does it. This place sounds like a rock factory. I'm calling Barney and telling him we start adding on a room first thing in the morning. At least I'll have one private room.
Hiya, Fred.
Hiya, Barney. Say, I... Huh? Oh, never mind. You just walked in. Just walked in? What are you trying to pull? You're supposed to be home answering the phone.
Oh, gee, I didn't know. I better get home before you hang up.
Hold it, Barney! Now, settle down. I got a couple of questions for you. We've been pals for a long time, right?
Right, Fred.
And true pals always help out in a pinch, right?
Right.
Well, I'm in a pinch. I need a room added on. We start work in the morning.
But I...
Right and early.
Now I know what it feels like to be drafted.
According to the plans, we should stake out the area first.
Well, how do you like your steaks? Rare, medium, or well done?
When you knock off that corn, the first steak you should drive in right about here. And then we can start forming up the foundation. That's it. Will you quit using a curved steak? Here's a straight one. Now, try not to goof this one up, will you?
I will, Fred. I won't, Fred.
You know what this means, don't you, Barney?
Okay, Fred. I owe you one.
Okay, Barn. The forms are ready. You can start pouring the concrete.
Right, Fred. Get ready. Here it comes.
If I wasn't a high school dropout, I'd get a better job.
When you have enough, Fred, just say when.
Okay, Barn. When? This is what happens when you use cheap help. Can't get a much smoother plane than that.
Yeah, but my choppers will never be the same again.
The boys sure have been working hard. They've been at it for days now.
And at last the new room is shaping up. Even little Bam Bam has been getting into the act.
Hey, Fred, have you checked the level of that beam yet?
I was just going to do that. Let's see now. No, it's not level. Can you push up a little more?
Oh, sure thing. Up a little higher, Bam Bam.
Good up at the giggle.
How's that, Fred?
I think it's... No. Yeah, perfect, Barney. It's level.
It's sure handy to have the strongest boy in the world for a son.
Okay, bud. Now, tighten the bolts.
Right, Fred.
One picture window coming up. Boy, this modern equipment makes building a snap. Uh-oh. We'll have to fix that.
Thanks, pal.
Hey, bring the roof a little more this way. Hold it. Back a little. Back. Easy now. Forward a mite. Wait. Back.
Make up your mind. This thing is heavy.
Oh, no down. Perfect fit, Fred. Hey, what happened, Fred?
We got the roof on just in time, Barney, because we just ran out of dinosaur power. Well, we're almost finished, Barn. After this last coat of paint, we can call it quits.
It just goes to show you what you can accomplish with slave labor. Or should I say, slave neighbor.
I hope he remembers to clean his brush. I hate to go home with a sticky tail.
Well, Fred, at last it's finished.
Yeah, maybe now I can find peace and quiet in my own private den.
Hey, Fred, we better get going to the water buffalo meeting. Tonight's the big night.
Oh, yeah, I almost forgot.
Tonight, we are going to pick the water buffalo of the year, you know.
And may the best man win.
You mean that, Fred?
Never spoke a truer word in my life.
The Royal Order of Water Buffaloes have come to the highlight of the evening. Men, tonight we choose from our rank and file a brother buffalo to reign as Water Buffalo of the Year. The field has been narrowed down to two members. First, Brother Joe Rockhead. Yeah! 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 And Brother Fred Flintstone. Yeah!
Yeah! Confidentially, Rockhead, you don't stand a chance. I counted all the votes. It's a draw, except for my best pal, Barney Rubble. And we know how he'll vote. Ha! There he is. Hiya, Barney, old bosom pal, buddy, and chum.
Hiya, Freddy boy, old bosom pal, old buddy, and chum.
You see, Rocket, it's in the bag.
And now, here it is, men. The winner is...
Well, maybe next year, Rockhead.
The winner is Joe Rockhead!
Don't take it so hard.
Yahoo! I won!
Rockhead won? I've been double-crossed!
For Rockhead's a jolly good fellow, which nobody can deny.
I just don't get it. Gee, Fred, I thought you wanted the best man to win.
Yeah, but that's when I was the best man. I just don't understand it, Barney. I counted all the votes. If 36 guys voted for Rockhead and 36 voted for me, that left you to break the tie. And naturally, you voted for me.
Oh, I didn't vote for you, Fred. I voted for Rockhead.
Oh, so that's what happened. Well, thanks, Barney. You voted for Rockhead!
I was going to vote for you. But you said may the best man win, so...
Out, out, out! You are no longer welcome in this house. This place is off limits. Out, out!
Shh. You can please some of the people some of the time, but you can't please some of the people half of the time, or something like that.
Knave, that traitor.
Now what, Fred?
Wilma, you are never to speak to those people next door again.
Oh, Fred, Betty and Barney are our friends.
They are the enemy. The king has spoken. All rebels are enemies and are not welcome. And that goes for you too, Bam Bam.
Good, buddy, goody, cook. Bam, 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 bam.
All right, you can stay. Now, go play with Pebbles.
How do you like that? And after I help build on his new room, too. Now I'm not even allowed to use it.
Excuse me? I'm the city building inspector. Are you Mr. Flintstone?
No, he's next door. I'm Mr. Rubble.
Oh, good. Well, just sign here, please. It seems there's been a mistake. The room Mr. Flintstone added on extends halfway across your property.
Hey, no kidding. What's this I'm signing?
Oh, this means you accept half the building on your land. This will be recorded at City Hall.
Oh, boy. I own half a room.
Here's your copy. It's all legal now. If you or Mr. Flintstone have any questions, you can call the City Hall of Records. Good day, sir.
Thanks. Oh, gee, this is great. My half of Fred's room will make a swell nursery for Bam Bam.
That picture has got to go. It should read my pal Barney Traitor. I never want to see that Benedict Arnold's face or hear his voice in this house again.
Zip zing, zip a doo, zee zee, zip zip zip, zing a zing a zoo zoo, Scooby Dooby Doo.
Just what are you doing in my house?
Correction, Fred. Our house. Here's the new deed. It seems we built half on my land. This is the property line.
It won't work, Barney. You got that phony deed at the joke shop.
Well, just call the City Hall of Records and see, Fred.
Okay, wise guy, I will.
I'll thank you to stay off my property while doing so.
Hello, record department. This is Fred Flintstone. Did you record a deed for half a room in the name of Barney Rubble?
Oh, boy, he's going to raise the roof when he hears the answer.
Huh? You did? Nice and legal? Barney, you sneaky double-crosser! Okay, Rubble, this means war!
Well, it looks like the boys are at it again, Betty.
We better dig in. Looks like a long, tough battle this time.
If they weren't such good friends, somebody might get hurt.
Aha! Turn my back for 1 minute, Wilma, and you're fraternizing with the enemy. Out! Out! Out!
Oh, really, Fred? We're up to nothing subversive. We're just talking.
And I'm just leaving. Bye, Wilma.
Fred Flintstone?
Sorry, Wilma, but this is war, and in war, sometimes innocent people get hurt.
Your place has been declared off limits, Betty.
But how will we communicate? We'll miss all the gossip.
We'll just have to use our old plan, U2V4, okay?
Of course. I forgot about that one. Bye.
I hope I can remember my Morse code.
My turn.
And a boy, hit him again. Boy, what a punch that Sonny Listone has. Oh, wow, that was close. Ooh, a beautiful right to the head. Come on, get up, you're not hurt. That's it. Now give him a right. And a left.
I'm going to hit you with a right and a left if you don't shut off that noisy TV.
This is my half of the room, Fred, and I'll do what I want, especially if it bugs you.
There you are, Barney. You always wanted to be on TV. And you're going to get a free ride into orbit if you don't knock off the noise.
You did it now, Fred. You crossed over my property line. I'm going to have to resort to more drastic measures. This saber-toothed watch cat will keep you in your place. Nothing will happen as long as you don't step over the line.
If you think you can frighten me with this cat...
Don't worry, Fred. The rope only reaches to the property line.
Save it, pal. I've been growled at by experts, starting with my wife. So I'm not scared of some old pussycat. Where'd my paper go? I wouldn't be surprised if that sneaky Rubble stole it. Oh, growl yourself. Boy, that cat really sinks his saber teeth into his work.
Hey, Fred, what are you doing?
I'm walling up my half of the room. All except this small hole, so I can keep my eye on you. Now let's see you bug me. Ha, ha, ha!
Oh, I'll think of something.
Really, Fred, don't you think this silly fight has gone far enough?
In the words of that great patriot, John Gallstones, I have not yet begun to give up the ship.
Oh, Fred.
Hey, this war is paying off. At last I can relax, peaceful and quiet, in complete privacy. What a racket! What's Rubble up to now? A party? He never threw a party without inviting me before. Now I'm really mad. All right, Rubble, knock off the racket in there.
Excuse me, Fred. This is a private party.
How would you like a private lump on the head? Well, he's asked for this. I'm coming in after you, Rubble. I know you're in there. Aha! Gotcha! I'm gonna tear the joint apart. You're finally gonna get yours. Come here. Here comes that trip into space I promised you. As we say in French, arrivederci.
And as we say in America, boing!
Sorry, officer, but what brings you here?
Well, this is my old pal, Officer O'Brick. I thought it would be nice to have him around, just in case any hoodlums tried to crash the party.
This is awful. I haven't heard from Wilma in hours. I'm missing all the gossip. And that Venetian blind Morse code bit gets old fast. War is heck. Psst. Oh!
Shh, Betty, it's me, Wilma. I sneaked out.
Oh, thank heavens. I thought you were a man-eating Eatumopolis plant. How goes the war, Wilma?
Terrible, Betty. Fred's bringing out the heavy artillery, his stereo outfit.
Oh, dear, it's getting serious.
We better brace ourselves. I feel a showdown is coming.
Boy, is he in for a rude awakening. In cavaphonic sound yet.
I hope this is a jazz type racket. Those waltz tunes put me to sleep.
How do you like them woofers and tweeters, Rubble?
That did it, Flintstone. You drove me too far.
I'm ready, Barney boy. Put up your dukes.
Oh, dear, I think they're going to fight, and right in front of the children.
Oh, yeah?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
I ought to warn you, I'm pretty good with my fists.
Yeah, too bad you can't fight, though.
Oh, yeah?
It's an earthquake!
It's Bam Bam. Don't, Bam Bam, wait!
Quick, Barney, grab the kids. He's pulled the main beam.
I'm right behind you, Fred. Hey, we just made it.
Yeah, that's the end of that room. Nothing left but a pile of rocks.
I'm sorry. Bam Bam doesn't know his own strength sometimes.
Oh, well, it's not so bad. At least you two won't have anything to fight about now.
Hey, that's right, Fred. Shall we, start out being friends again?
Sure, Bond, just like always.
Gee, I'm ashamed, Fred. You really are the best man. I should have voted for you.
Ah, forget it. I guess it took Bam Bam to bring us to our senses.
Hey, you don't suppose Pebbles and Bam Bam planned it this way, do you?
Oh, don't be silly, Barney.
Why, they're just babies.
Cock-a-doo-cock-a-coo-coo-cock-a-fuel.